Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. This is Mad Dads Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm glad you guys are joining us today. We got a nice, we got another special episode for you guys. We got another special guest calling in today, Mr. Willie Hamilton from Omaha, Nebraska, the home of the original Mad Dads. But before we get into the topic, I want to talk a little bit more about the upcoming of the Minneapolis Mad Dads and where it came from, where it derived from. For you guys who don't know, Mad Dads actually came from Omaha, Nebraska. It was actually derived from Omaha, and we have the CEO, the chief, the boss of the Omaha, Nebraska chapter of Mad Dad. So he's going to call in. Again, his name is Mr. Willie Hamilton, so we're going to get right on board as soon as he calls in. But before that, we're going to have a Tuesday night meeting. We have Tuesday night meetings every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. located at the Urban Ventures, which is 3041 4th Avenue South, Minneapolis. Come by, get you something to eat, drop your kids off here, get you some work, get you some parenting, get you some skills. Anything that you need here, we have resources for you. We even have groceries for you if you can make it here. If you're a little short on some money and you need some groceries, we can help you. Just come by again. We're located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. Also, if you see Mad Dads on the streets, whether they're working or not, make sure y'all give them a holler, talk to them, and you can sign up with us anytime. We definitely got the resources that you need if you need any kind of resources, whether it be you're looking for working, or you're looking for a job, or you're looking for anything for clothing and things like of that nature. You know, we can help you. Just make sure that y'all give us a call and sign up with us, and you know, make sure you get involved with the Minneapolis Mad Dads, because we love to get more people involved with Mad Dads to actually see and witness what we actually do. So Mr. Willie Hamilton is going to call in. He's going to tell us about the Mad Dads there in Omaha, Nebraska. I want to read the history of the Minneapolis chapter, how we come about, how we come to be the Minneapolis Mad Dads. But it's an acronym, for those who didn't know, stands for Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorders. Mad Dads was founded May 1989 by a group of concerned Omaha, Nebraska African-American men and parents who were fed up with gang violence and the unmolested flow of illegal drugs in the community. Aren't we all tired of it? These men understood that they could not hold anyone responsible for this but themselves, because they had allowed this to happen. They presented themselves as positive role models and concerned, loving parents who were visible presence in the community against the negative forces destroying children, families, and neighborhoods. Mad Dads started off in pain, the pain of children dying in the streets in their own communities. They were and still are tired of looking at the hollow eyes of youth who lack hope and who have ceased to dream. Please do not stop dreaming, young people, because we cannot do this without having you guys going. We can't do this alone. You know, we know that, but we definitely have to be the runner-up, you know, the people who take this after our elders, you know, throw it away, or not throw it away, but after they pass it along and after they're retired, how are they going to have their businesses and how are they going to have their legacy carry on if we're not smart enough or we stop hoping to do something great like that, you know what I mean? So I predict in the future that the Minneapolis Mad Dads would actually continue on going, and their great leader would run it, you know, because we're going to have all that stuff in place way before it happens. But to go back to the story, these men realized that they could not hold no one. These men united as a handful of community fathers who have come to know that they must be the force behind the change, a change that has already taken place across America as men begin the monumental task of rescuing their children, families, and cities from drugs, gangs, violence, at long last men coming to the forefront of the battle. As such, Mad Dad's activities are designed to promote and demonstrate positive images of fathers engaging in protecting communities, youth, and families. We have to make sure that this code that we go by is going to stay a code that we go by. Well, we have a call on the line. This is the president and founder of the Minneapolis chapter, V.J. Smith. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just want to thank you, sir, Mr. Carlson. You're a true gentleman. You're a scholar, and you're a youth leader at your own right. You are a young man that is destined for greatness. I see in the horizons, my brother, that you will not only go far and do much, but that you will have impact beyond your greatest beliefs with folks in our community, and I know that you will follow the footsteps and the code of conduct and the creed and our mission and goals of the Minneapolis Mad Dads. I believe that, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. And we also got another caller here on the line. This is Mad Dads Radio.
Yeah, you got somebody on? And that might be, is that you, Gil? Okay,
no,
that's not Gil. Hey, Leroy.
How's it going, Gil?
Hey, Leroy, how you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, you know. I'm right about now, but I'm pretty good.
Hey, how was your experience, man? You picked up the president of the Omaha chapter, Mad Dads. What was that experience like today?
Oh, that was a wonderful experience. You know, I went out and picked up the brother, and, you know, he told me he is involved with a whole lot of stuff out there, the NWCP and all of that type of stuff, and it was very nice to meet such a wonderful guy that's doing a whole lot out of town and trying to come together and put it all together and make it all one big old happy family.
Definitely.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry about that, VJ. I was just notifying that we got another call on the line. Mad Dads Radio, who's this?
This is Gil. How you doing, Alex?
Doing great. VJ was just going to make a point. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to make a statement.
Yeah, VJ was just about to make a point. So go ahead, VJ. What are you going to say?
I sure will. Thank you, my brother Alex. Listen, don't forget everybody out there listening. We got a support group coming up at exactly 5 o'clock p.m. today. So if you got something to do, and even if you got nothing to do, you need to show up at 3023 4th Avenue South and watch us do what we do. Man, watch us get down and really help you, not only instruct you, but also help you guide your life. You know, we believe that support group is one of the greatest things that's ever happened in the Twin Cities. And it's really wonderful to know that we can promote families coming together, communities coming together, and individuals coming together to change the quality of their life. So we'll be here at 5 o'clock at 3023 4th Avenue South. Alex, we haven't seen you in a few weeks, man. I hope that you come back soon. But, you know, we're going to have a great time. I don't know what's on the menu, but there's a free meal.
Yeah.
You can bring your kids on too, and they can eat good. You're going to be hearing from Latrice. And you know what? Let me say this, Mr. Alex Carlson, sir, the future star rapper and entertainer and performer. You know Treats, right? You know Latrice, right? You know her.
Yep.
Okay, well, she is here, and I want you just to know that she has been working hard in the schools. So I want you to, she's on the phone. She's going to talk a little bit about all the great work that's going on in schools. Latrice, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing
great.
Great.
She's doing great. Tell us about what you're doing with the school, Latrice.
I volunteer for two schools here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And what I do is I go in and I talk to the girls that are having problems in the school dealing with life, period. So I go in and I try to help them to change their lives and let them know that they don't have to take the road that I did.
Definitely. And speaking on the road that you've been through, you want to give us a little bit more of your testimony and what background that you come from and how you're doing today.
Yeah. My name is Teresa. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, from a project called Rockwell Gardens in Chicago. And what I did was, at a young girl, I joined a gang. I'm an ex-everything. I also been in and out of penitentiary and jails. I've been arrested 46 times. I'd have been shot, I'd have been whooped, I'd have stole people drugs and got my head busted and everything for it. Today, what I try to do is I try to go out and talk to the women and the girls that's going down the road that I went down. I wasn't raised in no family where I was able to express myself. When I didn't know nothing about feelings. I wasn't my family in the household, and it sure was love. I didn't have no father figure there. But what I did was I joined a game so I could feel love, and it seemed like it was more powerful. But that was a lie because they didn't love me. And I thought that they was going to be there for me, which they wasn't. So I ended up going in and out of jail and choosing to use drugs and alcohol, this school, now I'm in school trying to get my education. So I would like to say that anything that we choose to do, that we can do it, we don't have to go down the road. People don't have to go down the road that I went down. And if it wasn't for the power and the goodness of God, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I volunteer my time with Mad Dads. Mad Dads have been truly a powerful impact in my life. I go to Shallow Temple Church. I work in the Keys Ministry there. I minister in the street on Sundays for 30 minutes. And today I choose to do right and good. I want to give back to society. I don't want to be looking for men that don't know how to treat me, don't know how to treat me. And I don't want to be around people, period, that don't feel me or don't understand me. I don't want to go out of my way today to be a part of nothing if it's not positive, because I had that bad when I was on the street. If it look good, sound good, I'm with it, but today I'm not that way. So I'm truly grateful that I'm able to go into school, that they chose me to go into school to be able to talk to the young girls today.
Amen, definitely. DJ, are you still online with us?
Yes.
Okay, I think DJ, I was pausing and seeing if DJ had any insight on that. Well, definitely, I'm glad you're doing great, Latrice, because we definitely need leaders like you to carry on the Mad Dad's legacy. And, you know, those young girls that you come see every week, those young girls, they're going to think about you every day for the rest of their life because you're the one making the positive influence on their life. So any decision making that they have to make, they're going to think about that Mad Dad's lady who came to my school and talked to me with love and care, and they may not get that a lot. So, you know they thank you, and, you know, we thank you for doing that, stepping up and talking to them. Not too many girls are out there these days, and the ones that we do have now, we're proud to have them. So we thank you, Latrice.
Hey,
Gil, are you
still there with us?
Yeah.
Hey, Alex. I want to introduce Alex, you there?
Yes.
I want to introduce the president of the Omaha chapter, Mad Dad. Nebraska chapter. He's right here. I want him to tell you a little about what he's doing and why he's up in Minnesota, okay? Here he is.
All right.
Hello.
Okay, how's everybody doing?
I'm not doing too bad, man. How you doing?
Doing great.
Look, basically, a little bit about myself. I'm the president of Mad Dads of Omaha chapter, and I was asked to come down to Minneapolis, Mad Dads, and visit to see what you guys are about. What are some of the programs that we would like to implement on the national level, and really see how we can maybe partner or expand some of the programs to include some of the programs you guys are doing up here. And I'm telling you, I don't usually get impressed very often, but I am truly impressed by some of the things that's happening. I went down to the Father Learning Center, I think that's what it's called, with my guy, and was just totally taken back. They showed me the big kitchen. They took me to where this guy, Stan, does his operation, actually finding jobs. He had a wall, called it the Wall of Fame. And
you got
the last seven months, they probably got about 60, 70, or 80 people that they have actually hired who are excelling. And that's truly amazing, because we did a job fair where we had 1,200 folks and they had 28 employers. And out of the 28 employers, only one of them were hired excelling. And to be able to do what this guy has done, Stan has done, in 7 months to employ 50 or 60 people is totally tremendous. And we would love to that program to be expanded and to include Omaha, Nebraska. Also, y'all have a kid cafe. I mean, we don't have anything like that. But I was really taken back by that. And then they're telling me about this coffee, that they sell coffee, and that they make $500,000 in, like, on a 25% of the time. Man, I'm trying to say, how can we move that will have a modeled app in Omaha, Nebraska. So that is huge. One of the problems that we have with a lot of nonprofits is how to generate revenue. Unless we're going to a funder or getting a grant or a scholarship or anything like that, we're pretty much dead in the water. But if we can have a revenue where we can generate our own money, simply $500,000, we can truly expand everything that we're trying to do. And I was just totally taken back by that. And I think Mad Dads should really look at partnering with Minneapolis. Matter of fact, I told them several times, I could see Mad Dads being located here as a national office. I don't see why you would want to reinvent the wheel. If you guys got like 10 buildings with so many much space to be able to expand so many programs. And that's one of the things I want to tell Theron, that they really should come and visit Minneapolis, Minnesota, and really think seriously about maybe bringing Mad Dad's operation to Minneapolis. I mean, we're doing some big things in Omaha. But I don't see us on the scale that VJ and Urban Ventures is doing. So I'm very impressed. And that's some of the things that I'm going to take back with me. Also, I went to the school and and was totally taken aback by that as well, to have a school of that magnitude in the heart of Minneapolis and a work neighborhood. It's truly an impressive piece. And as the guys walked down the street, they was not just working here and then going out of the community. It seemed like everybody knew them. It was almost like community policing without the police. So that in itself was amazing as well. And then they took me down to the kids' coffee house. And all they do is cook for kids and have healthy eating. I mean, I'm going to try to find some way to see that we can bring that to Omaha, Nebraska, because the Kid Cafe will probably get ConAgra to actually sponsor that for us. So, like I said, man, I am truly impressed by the operations taking place here, and more importantly, the commitment that a lot of these fellows have on regard to giving back to the community.
Well, you know, we are thankful for the foundation that Omaha, Nebraska had laid down for us to be able to have, the Minneapolis chapter to go down. I see that we have another caller on the line. Caller, this is Mad Dads Radio. Caller on the line, I see you've been patient. How you doing?
Hello, let's get in. You guys take over.
I'm sorry, this is Mad Dads Radio. I see that you had called in. How you doing?
Okay, go ahead.
I see a number that just popped up, but okay. So, Mr. Hamilton, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So I wanted to ask you, what does the people that you serve, what do they do for you after you serve the people? How do you feel, and what does that do for you to be able to help people? And, you go home later on at night and you think about what happened that day. How do you feel when you're able to help people?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, it's a fantastic feeling. And what's so beautiful about it is that we know we're touching a lot of kids. We're touching families. We're touching people within the community that need love and they need uplifting. They need to be there's a saying that we have, you are somebody. You don't have to get high or drink again in life, and you are a champion. Right. All those things we try to stipulate, and when we see it happening, we think it's a fantastic thing.
Definitely. And I know exactly what you mean when you, after we have a good day, which is most of the time, we're able to help people. I'm able to get off the phone after talking to somebody who might have registered and able to tell them, hey, come to this group. We can help you. And then seeing them show up and actually getting the help that they need, it's definitely worthwhile to have that feeling. And
you know, that kind of thing goes on. It's just a beautiful thing. And that can also help you with the people who, you know, might come in later on in the game, and if they can't experience that feeling, then, you know, we may have to rethink who we, you know, allow into the company. But it's a wonderful feeling. Caller on the line, I see that you called in. Thank you for being patient. This is Mad Dads Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
What's going on? How you doing, Pedro?
Well, I'm doing good, Alex.
All right. I'm glad you called in, Pedro. We're talking to Mr. Willie Hamilton, who is the CEO, who is the president of Omaha, Nebraska chapter of Minneapolis Mad Dads.
Okay.
All right. So how you? I want you to give your testimony a little bit. We talked to Latrice, and we talked to Mr. Hamilton and Gil. I want you to tell everyone who's listening a little bit about your background, not the whole story, but just what kind of background you came from and what kind of person you are now.
Yeah. Well, if I tell my story, man, we're gonna need the whole time, man, and some other air time, man, you know. But, yeah, you know. Oh, man. A little bit of my story, man. I started using drugs and alcohol at the age of 8 and became addicted to them, you know, and, you know, all the way to 2007 when I finally really stopped using drugs, you know, and went into treatment, got forced into treatment by the court system, and joined Mad Dad shortly after that, and it was the best thing, you know, that I ever did, you know, got involved, VJ became my role model, became a dad figure to me, and I owe him, you know, my life, you know.
You know, and that's a beautiful thing, because that's all that anyone can actually ask for is that father figure. If they never had one before, that's all the person needs to become a man. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Hamilton? Mr. Hamilton, you still with us? Okay, we're going to have Mr. Hamilton back on if he can come back on. But that's all anyone can actually ask for, you know, when things go hard. But I see that we got another caller on the line. Caller, thank you for being patient. Who is this?
Did you call in?
Caller on the line, who is this? Mad Dads Radio.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Is this still Gil?
All right. Yeah, so I was just talking about how, you know, all a person really needs is that father figure in their life, and it might save them a whole lifetime of hardships and pain and, you know, going through things like that. But as companies like Mad Dads who's providing fathers to some of these kids out here, you know, and that's really all someone can really ask for or need to make, you know, to make a whole 360. Wouldn't you agree, Gil?
Yes, I would, Alex. You know, like right now, you know, I'm trying to multitask right here, you know. So I got a couple of people that's here, you know what I'm saying, that you need to talk to, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, they want to live up here and say what the Mad Dads, how it has affected their lives, you know. So here comes Ken Nelson right here. You all right?
Okay. All right.
Hello.
Mr. Ken, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing today, Alex?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Hey,
definitely want to hear. I definitely want to hear a little bit of your story and tell us what Mad Dad's done for you. We got 35 minutes, so we're gonna spend maybe 5 minutes explaining your story.
Okay. First of all, my name is Ken Nelson. I'm originally from Texas. Came to Minneapolis 10 years. I'm presently with Mad Dads, Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder. Mad Dads have been an outstanding outreach organization for the community. They have helped me tremendously. I was strung out on drugs real bad, doing all types of things. And I came to Mad Dads, started volunteering, doing different things for the organization, and
It's been an exhilarating feeling. It helped me a lot. We have a community outreach, and we have like a support group on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7, and that support group has helped me so much. I've been clean for 2 years now. February 8th, I'll
Amen.
Be clean 2 years. I thank
Amen.
God for that. And excuse me.
Definitely, I'm glad that you know that a company like Mad Dads is as humble as we are. You know that what we're doing. You know, it's great that we're able to do things like that to be able to keep you clean. Is Latrice around you by any chance?
Hey, man. Yes, she is.
All right.
Oh, I would love to
have her back on.
Yes, I would mention you know
okay.
that I'm a professional portrait artist, and I'm doing an unveiling tonight at the support group at 5 o'clock. I did
okay.
a portrait of the leaders of BJ, Jack, and Johnny, and I'm gonna do an unveiling of the picture, and it's gonna be great. I would love for you to be there.
All right, definitely. I would. I definitely can't make any promises, but I would love to actually see the pictures, sir, because I know that you've done wonderful. I've seen some of your stuff, and I'm always a big fan of art because my little brother, you know, he does art too. And, you know, and I've always been a fan of seeing what people can just create, you know, what I like to call pictures out the mind. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Great. You know, I'm glad that you're able to do that stuff and let that be a new, you know, hobby, a new thing that you get into. And it's just a great blessing. It's a great talent that God has given you with. You know, he has
right.
blessed you. And, you know, I tell my brother all the time the same thing. You know, God bless you with that talent for you and for his glory. And now all I can say is the same thing to you, sir. And I know you definitely use it for his glory.
That's right. And you continue to motivate your little brother and tell him, commend him all the time. Make him feel good about what he's doing because it is truly a blessing from God. I didn't go to
yeah.
school or anything. You know, God just blessed us with talents and gifts. And when we utilize them talents and gifts, our blessings come. You know,
That's
so
right.
it's important that your little brother keep that up.
Definitely. We got the chat line open for anyone who is listening but cannot necessarily pick up the phone right now. We definitely got the chat line open. So hit us up anytime. If you would like to speak with any of the Mad Dads or myself, you can call in anytime at 1-347-215-9262. Again, the call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. I'm glad that you all have been here today. I'm glad Mr. Willie Hamilton came on here today and DJ and everybody. I'm just glad that Mad Dads has been able to carry on this kind of legacy. Kim, when you first moved to Minneapolis and when you first heard of Mad Dads, what was your initial reaction to the title Mad Dads?
I thought it was a derivative of Mad Moms or something. I wasn't familiar with the program or nothing. And it used to be the store over north on Broadway, Super Value or something. And I saw BJ in the parking lot, you know, with his green shirt on, talking to different people and stuff. And I was into other things at the time, and I was just. I did pay attention to him, you know, it kind of captured my attention for a minute, but I wasn't aware of how much this outreach group does for the community and does
right.
for individuals.
Right. Definitely. And just seeing that kind of leadership going on, you know, that inspires people. It does something about that soul, boy. It digs deep, I can tell you. Because every time I witness anyone from Mad Dads, like Gil or VJ or Leroy or you or Daniel, you know, it inspires me to become that kind of leader. You know what I mean? And it's just a great thing to have. I know if it does that for me, and I'm 22 years old, I know it can do that for somebody younger than me. And so
Amen.
I'm always motivated to talk to these young guys, and I'm mentoring the kid now, and he's like a little brother to me. And, you know, people who's listening, if you are someone who, you know, you want your child to be mentored, come to Mad Dads We got many programs we can put him in if we can't put him in our own. Please definitely hit us up anytime. If you're listening right now, you can call in anytime. Again, number is 1-347-215-9262. Or you can hit us up on our website, which is MinneapolisMadDads.org. And you can do anything to check in our history, check in out our video, or if you would like to make a notable contribution to our company to keep us afloat, that would be great too. But we definitely appreciate you all who has been people, who's been our rocks, who's been our supporters, to keep them mad that it's going and keeping our legacy alive and keeping us to continue to help fight for the streets. So we definitely commend you, Ken, for being here with us. We definitely commend Gil and BJ for having the Mad Dads going as strong as it is now. We definitely commend Mr. Willie Hamilton for doing this thing in Omaha, Nebraska, because, like I mentioned, we're trying to make Mad Dads a global thing. And he mentioned that. He said he sees it. And you know what? I see it, too. And we're going to make that thing come through. We can't do it without you, though, Ken.
That's right. Alex, I really want to commend you, man. I want to commend you on your efforts, your positive thinking, everything that you does, man. And the kids really look up to you. You have a positive influence on the generation that's around your age, man. And that says a lot about you. And I really commend you and lift you up for your efforts and keep up the good work. And I do. Okay. I have Latrice right here.
All right.
Okay. What it do? Talk to me.
All right, Latrice, we're glad to have you back on here. I know you're a busy, busy woman, and everyone that call in and drop by and say something today has been very busy too, but I'm glad that you're taking time to speak to me. Now, I talked to Ken, and he told me a little bit about his history, and I know you told me a little bit about yours earlier. What has Mad Dads provided for you?
Could you repeat that? What they have what?
What has Mad Dads done for you as far as your mindset and what's been going on now lately?
It's so much, but I'm gonna keep it short. Mad Dad has done a lot for me. They have taught me, showed me love, and teach me how to love others. They have taught me to share my experience, hope with others. The organization is so big and so off the chain that God has worked through VJ in such a miraculous way that he's real, and it's hard to find real people. You can keep it real with him, so I can just be who I am with Mad Dad. I can just keep everything real, and they're about changing the community, so they teach me how to share, not just share my hope and my dreams, share my experience, because like I said previously, that I was on the street for 29 years of my life for using drugs, gang banging, in and out of penitentiaries and jail, doing robberies, stealing cars, doing all of that. And I just felt like it wasn't no hope. When I come to Minnesota and met Mad Dads and seen what he was doing, he gave me a little hope to want to keep going and let me know that I wasn't here in Minnesota by myself, because to remind you, I don't have any family or relatives here. Any friends, I knew I just came because I just felt that it was God had put on my heart to come to Minnesota once I left treatment center in 2007, October the 20th mm-hmm. in Chicago. So I made it here November the 23rd of 2007, and I met Mad Dads, and they have given me my hope back. He teaches me how to love and to share. He teaches me how to deal with life without getting angry, letting me know how to deal with everyday situations that just unexpected that pops up without me getting angry and bent out of shape. He teaches me how to go into schools and the skill and not expect different things. It just, Mad Dad just taught me so much. That's just to name a few.
Right. Thank you. Well, definitely, I know it definitely taught me a lot, too, and you taught me a lot, too, and it's a great thing. You know, again, I can't not get happy when I think about the good things that the God has provided for us to have such a program like the Minneapolis Mad Dads. I've seen people transform in my very eyes, you know, because of a lot of good things that they've been going through because of the help of Mad Dads. This is really a program. This is really a program that God has provided for the people who have lost their hope. And, you know, I believe Mad Dads is designed solely to get these people hope right back so that their souls can be right back with the right people and so that their souls can be right back with God and have their life back on track. And it's a great thing to have that, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing. It does wonders for my heart when I'm able to help people, like I mentioned earlier. And I know you feel good after you talk to them young girls and you know that it registered with them because they were going through life and they're thinking about you. I know that you feel great talking to those girls. How does it feel when you're able to go home and say, Lord, thank you for giving me the opportunity to mentor those girls? How does it feel?
It feels great. It's an overwhelming joy, completeness. That I feel once I go home and after I have talking with the children. And not only that, when I see the transformation that I happen to be a part of, to see somebody to do, you know, make a transformation because I gave what I had, what I have. So that there is truly, that's big also for me. And I would like to say this to those that's listening, that dealing with children, don't never give up because God never gave up on us. We have to have patience and make sure that you was called to do what you were doing. Because if we go on our own accord, God, sometimes it be overwhelming, but if God send you, God's going to equip you for every task that he send you to do. So we have to make sure that we was called and sent by God, because God will never send nobody into nail job that he have for them halfway equipped. God complete us for every job that he have for us, and also give us experience, especially those that come from off the street like I did and many other the co-workers here that work for Mad Dads. And also I would like to also say that don't ever give up trying to go get your life for those that the fathers and the mothers out there that have children. You know,
yeah.
It ain't about us no more. It's about the kids. If you're getting high, go get some help. I was out there 29 years, and I went and got some help, and I feel good. I never learned how to live but the 3 years since I've been here in Minnesota, and it's a great feeling I can't even describe in words. And stop making it be about you. It's about your kids once you lay down and had children. So get up. Go do something for yourself. Stop wallowing in self-pity. I don't care if you don't make it, you don't succeed the first, second time you go to treatment, don't ever give up. Just keep trying because your children are worth the effort. And the things that you put forth are going to get yourself clean so they can have their mother back. That's why a lot of children are hurting today because of what happened in the home. That's why I end up like I am, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? That's absolutely true because, you know, as far as, like, the way I grew up in a household that wasn't so perfect, but it wasn't that crazy. But I know that I didn't have a strong father figure. I did have a father who was there all the time and loved me, but he wasn't as strong.
Amen.
But, you know, I can only love him for him being him and for loving me for me being me, who I am. So, you know, kids, you know, nowadays, a lot of times they grow up with either or, you know, father or mother, and it's hardly ever true to have both of them these days, you know, like,
Yeah, that's true.
It's a hard thing. And so when these kids, you know, get older, you know, their whole perspective on life is kind of thrown off balance, you know what I mean? It's thrown off into a whole different world because, you know, reality was never introduced to them. It was just kids stuff, you know what I mean? Just angry
stuff. Yeah, that's true.
And so, so, you know, I think Mad Dads for providing, there's parenting classes that we can, you know, put you in if you, you know, if anybody who's listening want to be in parenting class. We have that, too. We have a lot of things for you here. All you have to do is show up and take it. But definitely, Truth, I'm glad that you had called and said that because, you know, these are the truths. There's a lot of truth there, and a lot of people don't like it, but hey, you know, we got to present it one way or another, right?
Right. That's true.
All right.
Alex, it's another guy here by Billy would like to also speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, while we're waiting on. Yes, how's it going, sir?
It's going okay. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. Mind stating your name?
This is Billy.
All right, Billy, how you doing, man? I'm glad you called in. We were talking about, I titled today's show, I called it Like a Boss, because we're talking about how, you know, you take control of your life and how you can manage it like a business. And we had a special guest, Mr. Willie Hamilton, who is the CEO of the Omaha, Nebraska Mad Dads. I just want you, Billy, to tell us a little bit about your history. Don't go too in-depth, but just a little bit about your history and what has, number one, what has Mad Dads done for you?
Okay. My name is Billy. Today I am a Minneapolis Mad Dad. And, you know, I struggled with drugs and alcohol for over 30 years of my life. And I surrendered to the Lord a couple of years ago. And
amen.
Okay. I surrendered, gave my life to the Lord a couple of years ago. And the Lord told me to come over to Mad Dad's. I was trying to bond with my son. So I needed a place to come and bond with my son. And the parenting class over at Urban Ventures and Mad Dads, mm-hmm. they're connected together, you know. And over there, man, I thought I knew how to be a father, you know, but I really didn't, you know. I just thought that providing for my kids was being a father. But, you
right.
know, coming to this program, I learned that it's more than just providing, you know. You got to spend quality time with your children, you know. Go to the schools and teach your children, you know, right from wrong and stuff like that, you know. But I didn't have that those tools until I came here, you know. And I was a taker. I took everything from everybody. I didn't know how to give nothing to nobody. And that's what Mad Dads has taught me, about going out and giving back to people, man, and just serving, you know, being a service for the Lord, you know. So it's been a blessing, man.
Definitely, definitely. And you know what? And, you know, I've been to outreach with you a few times, and I can say this, Billy. I can tell that you enjoy doing what it is that we do when we are actually out there in the streets and helping people and signing them up and things like that. I see that you have a passion for this. You know what I mean? And, it's a great deal for me, especially because, you know, I remember when you probably didn't consider Mad Dads, and you know, but you came by the meetings for a little bit, and maybe I wasn't gonna see you again. But then I kept seeing you in the meetings, and I kept seeing you, I can tell that you were just gonna stick around, and I could tell you was interested. And then when I started seeing you in that green, I knew that you was hooked. And I knew that you were just going to be a great, great factor in our company. So please continue doing that, and please continue helping us out, because we definitely need you, and we definitely love you, Billy.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the main part that caught my attention with Mad Dad is the fellowship, the love, and the spiritual peace. And those three pieces, man, are connected together, just made unity in my life, you know. So I needed those three pieces, you know. These brothers, these Mad Dad brothers, man, they really love and care about people. They want to see people change. We've been there where they was, you know. We understand what they're going through. And we know that they can change. But it's up to them, and all we could do is give them a word of encouragement, to give them hope, and show them that through us, you know, through our testimony, that they can change, you know. So... yeah, I'm here. I'm going to be with Mad Dads for you know, till the Lord tell me to move on. So
that's
a blessing.
That's right. And anybody who's listening, again, we definitely would love to have you call in at 1-347-215-9262. We definitely would love to have you call in. We got 15 minutes left on the show. I feel like this is a very short show. Maybe I had too much fun today. But, yeah, you know, anybody who's interested in the Mad Dads, I definitely want you to go to our website, which is MinneapolisMadDads.org. Again, www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. We got all the information that you want to need for that website. And we definitely can
from you and any insight that you may be able to give us for those who are listening. Now, I'm glad that we had this show today, and Lord knows I'm glad that I called it Like a Boss, because, and that's the title, not me actually saying I'm calling it Like a Boss, but I'm glad that I titled it Like a Boss with Mr. Hamilton being a special guest, because we've been talking all throughout the show how being a boss helps a lot. Well, we got another caller on the line. Caller, I appreciate you being patient. Who is this?
Yes, my name is Rasul Amin, Independent Ministry. I'm calling from Eastern Arts, New Jersey. How's everyone?
I'm doing great. Caller from New Jersey. I love this. You're the first one.
Amen.
I'm glad you called. All right, sir. What would you like to tell us today?
I only been on the phone a couple of minutes. I happen to see your program, and I'm not sure what it's fully about, but I just want to say for sure, keep this program going, because if it has anything to do with the youth and the dads, it's a must. It's mandatory. So I want you guys to keep this thing going. I have a program where I live. I have a street ministry, and my theme is how to put the neighbor back in the hood. When I grew up, I lived in the neighborhood. Now it's all hoods. One of the focuses that I have is working with the youth. One of the things is not enough men my age, I'm 51 and younger, out here spending time with these young boys on the corner, going up, talking to them, spending time. And you'll find they want to talk to you. They got stuff on their mind. You got to know when to back up, but it becomes to the point that when they see you coming, they'll stop doing what they're doing and say, well, let's hear what Rasul got to say for 2 minutes, and then we'll move on back, you know. But it's a serious situation because, you know, we live in an oppressive word environment. Now, I've shared this on a couple of calls that Lil Wayne just came out with an album, sold 1 million copies in 1 week from jail, called I'm Not a Human Being. That's a dangerous language to give these youth out here. So we have to learn how to counter that language and come up with creative ideas. I'm not talking about Lil Wayne. I'm talking about what produces that type of mindset. That's what bothers me, not Lil Wayne himself. You know?
You know what?
Go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry not to cut you off. It blows my mind when you said that, because I am on 100% agreeance with you, sir, because this is all I talk about when it comes to youth and hip-hop today. And just what you was just talking about, that mindset, what causes that mindset? And I'm glad you called in today to talk more about this. I definitely want to talk to you after the show. And it's amazing that your slogan was putting the neighbor back in the hood, because Mad Dads actually has that same exact slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So you call, and you definitely call, you know, God definitely had you to call us today, and I'm glad that you did, sir. Again, how would you be able to pronounce your name? I would love to have you as a special guest on a separate show here.
Well, what I like to do, if it's all right with you, I'll put my information, I'll go back to the computer and type my webpage in the room, and it's my whole profile, what I do, but my name is Rasul, R-A-S-U-L, and my last name is Amin, A-M-I-N, and my webpage has all my contact information, and what I'm going to do is there's two other brothers that I work with. I'm going to definitely tell them about your program. When are you actually on?
We are on every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I don't know if the time frame is different from where you are, sir. But
no, the time frame is I'm on the East Coast, and you're where?
Okay. We are in the Midwest.
Okay, yeah, it might be just a little different, but that's not a problem. But Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Tuesday, 1 o'clock Central, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna share this information with two other brothers who work the community also, and that's what we're trying to do: network to find out who's working in the areas, what they're doing, and getting ideas from each other, and try to drop solutions in the rooms that you know, we all have something to offer. None of us have the absolute answers, you know, just coming from one person, and we may benefit greatly by doing this.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my information in the room, because
right.
I really don't have much time now. I happen to see that. I have to go somewhere. I'm going to
okay.
put my information in the room, my contact information.
Okay.
Please send me an email with your information, and I'd like to participate in this room and find out more about Mad Dads.
Definitely, definitely hit us up.
Yes,
yes,
Alex. I would like to let you address Mr. Amin.
Yes.
And Mr. Amin, I want to let you just extend you all the prayers and the graciousness from, you know, from our Heavenly Father, because, like, we need men like you who are going to step up to the plate, who are not just going to always just talk about it, but be about the actions and the changes that they foresee and their visions to for our communities. You know, and you're right. We need to live here and continue our networking amongst our various agencies and stuff, so we can always find out and keep in touch with this movement that's sweeping this nation. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a movement. See, people do not understand, like the civil rights movement. You know what I'm saying? And now we got this this post crack movement that we
mm-hmm.
have to lay up and understand the responsibilities and stuff and take on the responsibilities for all that residue that's left out inside of our community as we're trying to heal each other, you know?
Exactly.
So we've got a small number of groups that's out there, you know what I'm saying, that have effective, you know, everybody's got an opinion, but
yes.
not, but few have effective methods on how to move forward, you know? Because
yes.
a lot of people saying that we're dealing with a lost generation, that's a lie. That's
no.
a lie from the pits of hell. We want to throw it back from where you came from. So I want to commend you. I encourage you to continue to lay a pen, talk to us, you know what I'm saying, and share with us and stuff, you know, the ideas that you have. Because, like, we're in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that the ideas that you have and where you at now?
I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah, the ideas you have in Jersey, I know y'all have a larger explosive gang situation out there. You know, and we would love to lay up here and network with y'all to find out the different tactics and stuff you're saying that y'all have that
mm-hmm.
y'all addressing that issue. So I commend you, and I thank God for you, and I ask you to pray for your continuous strength, and please stay on our line on Tuesday at 1:00.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said, I'll post my I'll go back to the computer. I'll post my webpage and. And that's my contact information. Be sure to remind me of the shows coming up. I'll stay on top of it. I'm going to share this with two other brothers that feel the same way that I feel, who would love to participate with this and, you know, come in the program and share whatever they can share. So thank you so much. I did want to say one last thing, too, is a brother has a very interesting outlook. Like they say, a lot of times when I go to the gang meetings, a lot of the older people are so frustrated, and a lot of times they say the kids ain't no good. No, it's not that the kids are no good. It's just that the information they got has misinformed them, and when you have wrong information, it deals with your spirit and your soul. It's just like Adam when he fell till he met with a word from his Lord. And when you meet the right words that come into you, words make people. Words make minds. And then you become more progressive. So that's why I say we got to do something to combat the language. Nike, the famous Nike had a slogan called "Just Do It." That's a dangerous slogan to give to a people that's not thinking properly. That's why the brothers go out here and, you know, they just kill each other. There's no love. That's the main thing, too. We got to get back to love. Thank you so much. I'm going to go back to the computer. I'll listen from the computer, and I'll type my information in the room. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a blessed week now.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called in. Gil, thank you for being here today. We got 5 minutes remaining on the clock. Gil, would you like to pray us out? You still there, Gil?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. We got 5 minutes on the clock. Definitely would love for you to pray out for us, and then I'll close it out.
Okay. Father God, we just want to just thank you for waking us up first, Father God. Father God, we want to just thank you for waking up for us today, Father God, and all our senses, Father God, and the limbs of our bodies, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to lay up here and put a wedge of protection around our communities, Father God, around our loved ones, Father God, around our churches, Father God, around our babies, Father God. Father God, we ask you today, Father God,
with the most humblest of hearts, Father God, that you lay up here and continue to encourage the men, Father God, that we have in our community, Father God, the men who want to go forth about your work, Father God, who want to cure this nation, Father God. Father God, we ask you to lay up here and empower those, Father God, with that spirit of positivity, Father God, that's going to lay up here, Father God, and do something, Father God. Go off into some ears, Father God. Go off into some flesh, Father God. Go off into somebody's heart, Father God, to change them, Father God, to change the way that we're thinking, Father God, to change the way that we're viewing things, Father God. Father God, I ask you to lay up and protect all those single parents out there, Father God, especially our women, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to put a word of encouragement in their mouth so they can lay up here, Father God, and empower their children, Father God. We ask you to lift them up, Father God. Father God, we ask you, Father God, today to lay up here just put a line of mercy, Father God, around all of our community, Father God. Everybody in this United States of America, Father God, we ask you to touch the heart of the world, Father God, to let them understand, Father God, the unification, Father God, is the first recognition, Father God, of your mighty grace. And all these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you all for calling in today, those who called in. I want to thank Mr. Rasul Amin for calling in. Thank you all the way from New Jersey. I want to thank Mr. Willie Hamilton for calling in all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. Definitely would want to thank Latrice for calling in, for Kim calling in, Billy, Gil, VJ for calling in. I thank you all for being here and calling in and being here on the show today. Make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on blogtalkradio.com. This is Mad Dads Radio. And we would definitely love to hear from you. Whenever you do hear on live, please call in at 1-347-215-9262. Also, if you would like to join the Mad Dads at the Tuesday night support meeting, you can call us or you can come at the Tuesday night meeting, which is at 5 o'clock today, located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. We will be at the Urban Adventures. Again, I want to thank you all. You guys have a blessed week. We couldn't air yesterday for Martin Luther King's Day, but I'm just going to say it anyway. I think every day should be Martin Luther King's Day anyway. So, but we God bless you all, and y'all have a great week.